Welcome to AMA Edgewise. I'm Dave Summers. AMA Edgewise is brought to you by the American Management Association. A good friend of the program and also has done many programs with us on the digital media side, John Baldoni, is with us here today. He's the chair of the Leadership Development Practice at N2 Growth, a global leadership consultancy, is an internationally recognized executive coach, speaker, and author of a dozen leadership books. In 2013, Global Gurus International ranked John number 14 on its list of the world's top 30 leadership experts. John has written over 400 columns for the online sites of Harvard Business Review, Forbes, and Fast Company. His latest book is The Leader's Guide to Speaking with Presence, published by AMACOM, a division of the American Management Association. Welcome to the show, John. I'm actually supposed to jump in with this cool Jerry Seinfeld thing, but I think it might go better if you actually do the Seinfeld joke. Do you want to do that?
Sure, absolutely. It's great to be back on the show, and it's funny. Jerry Seinfeld has been quoted as saying, I think it was in one of his books or maybe in his act, he said, referring to public speaking, he said, you know, according to most studies, people's number one fear is public speaking. Number two fear is death. So that means, to the average person, if you go to a funeral, you'd rather be in the casket than delivering the eulogy. And I think that sums up how people sometimes feel about public speaking. And it's just too gosh darn bad, because certainly anyone in a management position is going to be called upon to stand up and speak his or her mind in a formal setting. And if you don't do it well, it truly inhibits your career. And over the years, I've had the opportunity to work with a lot of executives on public speaking as part of my coaching practice. And this new book is a distillation of many of the lessons that I've shared with them and taught in group settings about public speaking. But the book is deeper than public speaking. It really goes to communications as an asset for delivering your presence. And as you and I have talked many times, leaders need to radiate this presence. And what is presence? It's the real you. Consider it the right stuff of leadership. Another word might be your authenticity. And you deliver it certainly by your example, but you confirm it through your words.
So, John, obviously we want people to get the book, but can you share with us maybe shorthand here, mastering the fear? How does a person, a manager, a leader go about mastering the fear of speaking in public?
Well, the simple answer is practice, practice, practice. But let's get to the nut of it. You have to commit to it. And so sometimes many people say, you know, I'm okay once I get up on stage, but it's the fear of going on stage. And so I do little exercises like before you go on, close your eyes and put yourself in a quiet state. Think about something positive, or think about how you feel, how you will be when you're up on stage. Fill yourself with this sort of confidence. But there's another trick, I thought. And I tell this little story. I said, you know, if someone came to your house and you invited them in and you knew them, who's in control? And of course, you are. You are the host. And I like to think that speakers are the hosts of certainly of their presentation. So the people out in the audience are your guests. And as your guests, you are there to share your point of view, entertain them, if you will, make them comfortable. At the same time, you're the one who's in control. You're the one who's the person on stage. You are the one who's the master of your material. And it's a control thing. And once we feel a sense of control, we start to radiate a degree of confidence. And that confidence is absolutely essential to becoming an effective public speaker.
Okay, so the next step is delivery, okay? I've got a message, I've got a point of view on something. What's your approach to delivery?
Well, it begins with taking the stage, walking up with confidence, smiling at the audience, making that personal contact. Stand at the podium or the center of the stage, look to both sides, take a deep breath, and say, thank you for inviting me, or I'm here today to talk about it. The other thing about delivery, as I write in the book, a presentation is like a piece of music. It has rhythm, it has tempo, it has melody. And as melody, we are highs and there are lows. And as tempo, there are fast parts and there are slow parts. And there are parts in between, which are pauses. So delivery is that moment when you're getting your message across. And you do it by taking your time, but also varying your tempo. And again, getting back to this sense of confidence. I'm the master of my material, and I will deliver my message.
Well, great news, John. I've got a PowerPoint deck, so I don't really have to worry too much about my presentation, right?
Great question. You know, PowerPoint, I think, is perhaps the greatest advance in public speaking, but it also becomes the whipping boy for all things wrong with presentations. And you hit the nail on the head. It's, I have my slides, and so I'll just talk about them. So the first sin is you just read the slides, every word, and making sure that you do not make eye contact with the audience. So you just turn to the slides and read them. Big mistake. But seriously, the challenge with PowerPoint is it's very difficult. Once upon a time, public speakers had all of their content scripted, so they were simply reading material. They were practiced readers and knew where the pauses were, and they were delivering. That's a single-track method of delivery. PowerPoint is actually two things going on at the same time. You are creating your words, even though you have a message up on the screen, you are creating the words that you will say, and you are also delivering them. That's a balancing act, and that is difficult. And the thing about PowerPoint is that you have to understand that it's a challenge. It's hard, and it takes time. Once you practice it and get used to it, it becomes easier the more times you do it. But it is that balancing act between creating material and delivering it. And that's a challenge.
What's the one thing from this conversation that you want all presenters or potential presenters to remember or take away?
That they can be public speakers if they apply themselves. It's a matter of practice, simply doing it. And I don't believe there are people who are born public speakers. I believe that people get to that position by practicing it. And I think it's an important thing to do.
John, just one additional question. It's not on my list of questions here, but I'm interested in your opinion. We are kind of in the midst of a whole bunch of social media stuff right now. And one of those pieces of social media really is things like YouTube or online video, where people can even present online or in front of a camera, whatever. And I know you have actually quite an expansive, very nice video library where you talk about certain items and you value the idea of getting in and getting out, not spending too much time on a topic. Do you have any thoughts on presenting via video?
Yeah, and that's something I've mastered. If you look at some of my early tapes, I'm not too good at it, but I kept at it. And so, again, it's this practice. But be direct, look to the camera as if it's a person, and try to think conversationally. Don't lecture the camera, speak in a conversational tone. And give yourself a break. It's not going to be right the first time you do it. But the more you do it, if you practice it, you'll get better at it. Watch people whom you admire, whom you perceive are good presenters. Maybe it's a news person. Maybe it's a pundit. Maybe it's a sports person. How do they act when they are on camera? What can you learn from them? And that's the type of thing. And the other thing to understand about public speaking is it's acting. And it's voice control, it's modulation, it's your delivery, all of those kinds of things. And the other thing I do for people who want to learn to become better public speakers, Toastmasters is a wonderful organization for helping people just get on their feet and speak. So that's an avenue to consider. But the challenges of video is that there's no audience, so there's not going to be any feedback, and it's just you and the camera. So you have to look to project yourself at that camera. A way to practice this type of stuff is to look at yourself in the mirror and just talk. I know that sounds kind of silly, but that's the kind of thing that a camera is. And so it's an artificial device that you're looking at. So you need to make yourself comfortable doing it.
All right, we've been speaking to John Baldoni. He's author of a terrific new book you're going to want to check out, The Leader's Guide to Speaking with Presence. John, once again, always great talking to you.
Thanks very much. I appreciate this.
We have a special gift for our loyal Edgewise listeners, a free copy of an ebook entitled AMA Business Bootcamp. In it, we have assembled the most critical must-have skills for managers and leaders. To download your copy, simply visit our website, amanet.org/bootcamp. That's amanet.org/BOOTCAMP. This free download will now be available until December 31st, 2013, so get your copy now.
Here at the AMA, we value your feedback. If you've ever attended any of our webcasts, webinars, or seminars, you've no doubt encountered our feedback surveys. Well, our podcasts are no different. You can either email us at podcast@amanet.org or call 800-697-3406. Your comments may become part of a future program. Thanks for taking us along. I'm Dave Summers, and you've been listening to AMA's Edgewise.